is a Fox News alert. Appeal denied. I'm Lisa Lacera. A federal appeals court is rejecting efforts to keep in place pandemic-related restrictions on immigrants seeking asylum in the U.S. A group of conservative-leaning states had been pushing to keep the restrictions known as Title 42 in place. They were put into effect in March 2020 by then-President Trump during the beginning of the pandemic. The restrictions are still on track to expire December 21st. President Biden signed off on the measure that will keep the government running through next Friday to give negotiators more time to pass a longer-term measure.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying in part, negotiations keep trending in the right direction, but we still have a lot of work left to do. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying if a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, I'll support it for our armed forces. Adding otherwise, we'll be passing a short-term continuing resolution into the new year. The roughly $1.7 trillion package would finance the day-to-day operations of government agencies through September.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the father of the suspect charged with killing seven people in a mass shooting at a July 4th parade in Chicago's suburbs, facing criminal charges.
Robert Primo Jr., again, the father, took a reckless and unjustified risk when he decided on December 16, 2019, to sign his son's application for a firearm owner's ID or FOID card.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt in July a grand jury indicted Robert Cremo III on 21 first-degree murder counts, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery in the attack in Highland Park. The Transportation Security Administration is raising the fine for people caught with a gun in their carry-on bag to almost $15,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two more states are banning the use of TikTok on state-owned computer devices.
Both Georgia and New Hampshire now disallow the use of TikTok's app or website on state-owned desktops, laptops, tablets, or phones, citing the service's lack of security and its ties to China's Communist Party. The states also banned other apps owned by TikTok's parent company called Tencent, such as messaging service WeChat. New Hampshire is also banning apps from rival Chinese tech company Alibaba, which markets the Alipay app, as well as hardware built by China-based Huawei and ZTE. Georgia now prohibits use of Russia-backed Telegram. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A major airline is raising requirements for its frequent flyer program.
American Airlines is about to restrict its Advantage frequent flyer program. Starting in March, it's raising the number of loyalty points to reach gold status from 30,000 to 40,000. Another change, basic economy tickets will earn fewer points. The status includes a free checked bag, earlier boarding, and access to available upgrades. Airlines relaxed loyalty programs early in the pandemic to hold on to customers. Now they're revising them after members complained there was too much competition for upgrades and other perks. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Federal safety regulators are investigating reports that autonomous robo-taxis run by General Motors Cruise can stop too quickly or unexpectedly quit moving, potentially stranding passengers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also has multiple reports of Cruise robo-taxis without human safety drivers becoming immobilized in San Francisco traffic, possibly stranding passengers and blocking lanes. The agency says it'll determine how often the problems happen and potentially safety issues they cause. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.